91X News.
It's 10 degrees and cloudy. I'm Sean Macy with 91X News. A new app helps holiday shoppers find a space in overflowing shopping mall parking lots. Jim Ryan has more.
This woman is not your typical shopper.
I don't mind the walk to get to where I want to get to. I prefer to do the walk and it helps me.
Retail industry studies suggest that many would-be mall customers will leave rather than trudge through a crowded parking lot to reach a far-flung store. Enter the app. This one tells me where to park based on which store in this sprawling mall I plan to visit. One mall even has a Twitter feed to update parking conditions. Jim Ryan, ABC News at the Parks Mall in Arlington, Texas.
About 60 protesters rallied outside the Tri-Board's student transportation offices in Napanee yesterday afternoon. They were there to protest against a board decision to ban Christmas decorations on area school buses. Reporter Ashley Gell was there as well.
Belting out Christmas carols, the protesters rally in front of the company's offices. Linda Pettigrew is one of the protesters.
My sign pretty well says it. Keep our Canadian tradition alive. I really feel that there's some other religious groups that are coming into Canada that are dictating how we can celebrate our Christmases.
Lanarkin Addington MPP Randy Hillier organized the protest. He proclaimed the Grinch was afoot.
This is this mid-level, bureaucratic, officious Grinch. He wants our kids to have a stale and sterile environment where there is no fun, where there is no enjoyment. And we've had enough of that.
Playing the role of the Grinch, according to Hillier, is Steve Wowick, the CEO of Tri-Board. Wowick says he believes the safety of children comes first.
We believe in the safety of students, and therefore we have always looked out for the safety of kids. And so we don't allow decorations on school buses.
Ashley Gale, 91X News, Napanee.
Canada's energy regulator has released its review of the rules under which companies would be allowed to drill in Arctic waters. The National Energy Board review was in response to the massive oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. The board says companies would still have to promptly drill a relief well to help contain any blowouts in the sensitive waters of the Beaufort Sea. But it suggests it would be open to alternative measures in any applications to drill offshore. No requests are currently before the board, but dozens of exploration and discovery licenses have been granted for the waters off Canada's northwest coast. A University of Calgary report estimates better market access for Canadian oil sands producers can add $131 billion to Canada's gross domestic product between 2016 and 2030. In a news release, the report says that amounts to $27 billion in government tax receipts and 649,000 person years of employment. The authors say Alberta stands to benefit most, but every province and territory stands to gain. They say the numbers show adding pipeline capacity must be a national priority. That's 91X News to 203. Here's Trish Allison with sports.
There are 10 games in the NHL tonight with 5 Canadian teams in action. The Vancouver Canucks pay a visit to the reeling Carolina Hurricanes while Montreal hosts the Philadelphia Flyers. Calgary is in Tampa Bay, Winnipeg is home to Washington, and the Edmonton Oilers take on the Phoenix Coyotes. Head coach Mike Smith expects to be on the sidelines tonight when the Atlanta Falcons host the Jacksonville Jaguars. The 52-year-old Smith was admitted to a Charlotte hospital Sunday night after the team's win over Carolina, after complaining of pain and nausea when boarding the team's flight back to Atlanta. Smith was released Monday morning and returned to Atlanta, but has reportedly suffered persistent chest-related discomfort and will likely undergo more precautionary tests as early as tomorrow. The NBA has given its blessings to a trade between the LA Clippers and New Orleans Hornets. The deal sends guard Chris Paul to the Clippers for guard Eric Gordon, forward El Farqua Aminu, center Chris Kaman, and a first-round draft choice. The Minnesota Twins have given outfielder Josh Willingham an early Christmas gift. The Twins have agreed to a 3-year deal with the player that's worth $21 million U.S. He hit a career-high 29 homers and drove in 90 runs with Oakland last season. Another award for Luke Donald, the 34-year-old Englishman, was named the European Tour's Golfer of the Year. Earlier, Donald captured the PGA Tour's Top Player Award after becoming the first player to officially win money lists on both sides of the Atlantic. That's sports. Here's Sean Macy with 91X Weather.
Today, rain ending late this afternoon, then a mix of sun and cloud, high 10. Tonight, mainly cloudy, 60% chance of showers late this evening and overnight, low plus 3. Tomorrow, cloudy with 60% chance of showers early in the morning. Clearing in the morning, temperature steady near plus 2. Right now it's 10 degrees. I'm Sean Macy with Trish Allison, 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 3.